We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, learning the halachas of Chazaka and of Macha, and we'll see now in the Gemara a new Chiddush. Shloisha Lekuchais Mitztarfin. There's three Lekuchais who were there for 3 years Mitztarfin. Now usually, if someone, every year someone else lands on the property, it's not a Chazaka. You know why? Because the owner doesn't have a reason to be Meicha. He says, every guy is scared to be here more than a year, so why should I have Meicha? But it says over here, three Lekuchais are Mitztarfin, Amara Vekulam Bishtar, if they will have a star. What's the case? We have a case here, we'll give the names here. Reuven is the Marikama. Shimon sits on the property for 1 year. Shimon does not have a shtar. Shimon sells it to Levi with a shtar, and Levi sells it to Yehuda with a shtar, and they both have their shtar. It comes now 3 years later, and Shimon says, I lost my shtar already. It's already 3 years. And the Marikama says, I wasn't Ma'ar because three different people were on the property. But we say, no, since he sold it with a shtar, and he sold to Levi with a star, and Levi sold to Yehuda with a star has a coil, so you knew exactly what was going on. It wasn't just three squatters. The second two squatters were coming Mikoyach Shimon. They bought it from, Levi bought it from Shimon, and Yehuda bought it from Levi. All coming Mikoyach Shimon. So it's Ke'ilu, it's a real Chazak here. Usually it's not a Chazak, because why did Shimon leave the property? I'll tell you why Shimon left the property. Because he sold it. Who said he sold it? We have a star. Who said he knew about it? The Ma'arer. Because there's a coil on a star. So he knew about it. Why wasn't he Meicha? He wasn't Meicha because it must not be his. So here it's a Raya. Mid Loi Micha is a Raya. Here you can't say, well, Loi Machsim Achin Shi, because there's a clear explanation. We had a similar Gemara before with the Amsa, with the maidservant, that the two Shutzim had it, and one used the 1, 3, and 5. The other one used the 2, 4, and 6. And we said, there it's a Chazaka after 3 years. Why? Because if there's a star, then everyone knows about it.
So who gets the guy?
Yehuda, what's the shaila? I'm saying they sold them big money. It was 100% legal sales and a clear star. Yehuda gets the property, even though he's the only 1 year. He has a star. But I have a star just as I bought it from Levi. Levi has a star I bought it from Shimon. And Shimon was stolen, according to Reuven. So Shimon says, no, it's not stolen. Oh, where's my star? It's 3 years already. I don't have my star anymore. So I kapon him, it's a chazaka. The Tishin Gemara is that's called a chazaka, even though three different people came here. He should have been Meicha because he should have known that's a star. Why? Because the star has a coil. Lememra. Sava Rav, Shtar is le kala, the Eidim less the kala. Rav says kulam b'shtar. But let's say I have Eidim, that I sold it, Shimon to Levi and Levi to Yehuda, would not work. You need Afka Shtar. Why? Because only a star has a curl. Eidim don't have a curl. That's what it sounds like. Because Rav says kulam b'shtar. That's all it is. Nothing more of Eidim less the kala. Eidim don't have a curl. Baba Rav, Amoycha Soda be Eidim. Someone sell the property be Eidim, and then someone takes away that property from that person, right? I sell a property to Reuven, and then my Vachoyev comes and takes away the property from Reuven, he comes back to me with my money. And not only that, he collects my Merchasim HaShabadim. Anything I sold afterwards, he could collect from that. Goyim Merchasim HaShabadim. How did the people bought from me afterwards, how did they know that there might be a lien on the property? Had they knew I sold the property earlier? So he says, yes, because I did it with Eidim. So, Amalek HaSod of Eidim, Goyvim Nechasim HaShavadim. Talking about you had Kabbalah Sachrayis, he took insurance, the guy who bought it, and therefore you owe it to him. And even though it was just for Eidim, the halacha is, Amalek HaSod of Eidim, Goyvim Nechasim HaShavadim. And like the response speaks out, V'kibol Lav Achrayis, because even though Achrayis Tay Sefer, but with Eidim, there's no Achrayis Tay Sefer, technically, because only with a star. But here, he did a chrayis. And halacha is that goyim chasus b'adam. How should the people who bought afterwards know about it? So you see, Edom give a coil. So Gemara says, no, really, Edom don't have a big coil. But here, hasam, lekuchais inud afsidu anafshayu. There, the lekuchais are bought afterwards, the property from me. They should have done a good search before they spend money and see, did I sell anything earlier? Or any shabudim, any liens? And they should have figured that out. And since they didn't, it's there after our shower. Which means like this. Eidim is enough that there is a record of us in the world. If you do enough research, you'll figure it out. But, so therefore, when you buy something, you should do an investigation. Masha'inkin, by the Ma'arer, we want him to know with Eidim alone, that's not, he has no havamina. He sees a guy, some squatters on his property. He's not doing any investigation. It has to come to him that something was sold. Eidim is not enough to spread the coil. When you have a shtar, it's enough to spread the coil, so he knows that's why the three different people here, because it's being sold. But Eidim wouldn't be enough. When it comes to you buying something from someone, to find out the liens, that edim is enough. That's the Gemara's Taurus. Huh?
I'm going to some
conversation. That's because chaver chaver isla. That's because when I look at cha, it's juicy. It's juicy news, and it gets back to him. This is not here. Here, there's no reason that when he sells something, he has to spread the news. That's not like something. It's not news. Someone bought something. It's waiting. You hard to wait to sell the news. It's not shaychas. It's not like it's like some kedushim in front of waiting. We're going to spread the word. You know, it's just to waiting that sort of thing. Macha is macha. I'm telling you, I'm being meich against someone. That's the whole point, to let him know about it. Actually, Gemara says that if I say don't tell anyone, then taka doesn't work. But the normal thing is to spread the word. So, in fact, the Marakash, me, I'm a Rav Hachi. The Rabs actually say that a mechira be'edim, you do collect from a Shabbatim, and we said because they investigated the Maisim, we said that. Is that true? That when you sell be'edim, now that buyer who's got to take away from him and go back to Marmish Abadim, is that true? Vatanan Hamalva is Chaveri Bishtar. If you lend money to your friend, the loch is if you lend money to your friend Bishtar, so Goivan Mechas Mishabadim. Anything I sell afterwards is a lien on that, and if that guy wants to collect his loan and I don't have money, they go to Mar Lakuchas. And I, Mar Lakuchas, feel bad for them. No, they should have known about it from the start. But if I just did a milva, you only collect from the chasim b'necharim. Like the Rashbam explains, in a case where I'm moida, I didn't pay. Because the truth is, when you do a milva, you realize they parati. You don't have a shtar. So we are moida that I didn't pay, you collect from b'necharim, but not from mishabadim. So it's a mishnah. The mishnah says that edim is not enough b'necharim, only a shtar. Because it says you cannot collect the halva from the mechasim I sold afterwards. Why not? Shouldn't the lekuchas known about it with the edim? Teretz is edim don't make a koil. So how do we say before that edim make a koil by lekuchas? Where lekech buy something there? Does edim makes a koil? Here we see by halva does not make a koil. The chitema maybe Rav really argues on this mishnah. Chitema Rav tanhu palig argues on the mishnah. And we know Rav has the power to argue on the mishnah. Rav is close to being a tana. But it's not true. But Rav Shmuel Damer Tavar, we say clearly la halacha milva alpe ain't a goy v'loy mina yarshim v'loy mina kuchos. A milva alpe cannot collect from yarshim or lekuchos, and the yarshim part doesn't stick l'maisa because he held the reason why the Gemara held then is shvud lav deraisa. We don't pass like that. We pass kind of out they collect from yarshim, not from lekuchos. So you see that there's no koil. So the kasha is Aiden have a koil or no koil? So Gemara says it's not a kasha either. Why? Milva azvini karamis. Milva ki koyozef betzina koyozef. When someone makes halva, even with edim, he does it privately. He doesn't want to spread the word. Why not? Because he doesn't want people to know that he needs money. Because if he needs money, anytime he tries to sell a property, everyone's going to know that the guy's desperate and they give him a lowball offer. His achasim should not go down in price because people know he needs money. Zvini, when you sell a property, man the zovin, arav has zovin. Everyone knows about it because you put them, every time you sell a property, you put it on the market. You give it to all the realtors, you put in all the papers. You want to have a call, you want to get more money for it. So that is a public record, major public record. It's even do it at the edim, people know about it. Masha Inkein, by a havad, it's very possible no one knows about it, even with edim, because you try dafka to do it, betzina. And like the Rashbam says, mevake shaloy lefarsim adava. And you ask them, don't tell anyone. So therefore, it's not a kasha. So basically, we have so far now three different levels we spoke about. We have a case of chazaka. There, the chazaka, the ma'arer, the marikam, should know what's going on. There has to be with shtar. Edim, even though it has a little bit of a coil, but since he doesn't do any investigations, he has no idea from Edim alone. He doesn't have to do any investigating. That's level one. Level two is that when I sell a property, so even though I sell it with Edim, the halacha is that if that property sold with insurance and someone takes away that property, he come back to me and collect from me and my nechassim that I sold afterwards, there's liens on all the properties. The poor lekuchas I bought afterwards had no idea about that. They should have known. There was Edim. And Edim here, we're not hiding. And he did any small investigation, any title search, he would have figured this out. So then, they should have known, Iyodaf Sanavshav. And there's a third level, that by halva. When I lend money to someone, if I lend a bishtar, then they collect my mishbadim. If I lend alpe, they don't collect mishbadim. Why not? Because there, the derech is to do it with tzina, and the edim don't spread the word. Zotim aravaita, tana rabbana, another case of 3 years in front of different matzavim. like we had three lekuchos, a little different case, and this will be a kasha on that gemara actually. Tarabon, ochla av shano. The father ate 1 year, and then he gave it to his yerush to his son. Vabenstein, the son was on the squatter for the second year, or haavstein vaben shano. So we have the second means 2 years. The first case is altogether 3 years. Ha'achla ochla av shana v'ben shtayim. It's one case. Or ha'av shtayim v'ben shana. Third case. Ha'av shana. Then the ben shana. And then he sold it to another guy. Balakeach shana. The halacha is harei zu chazaka. The halacha is that this is a chazaka. L'meimra. The lakeach is l'kala. Sounds like the lakeach has a koil. He has a koil. I told him I sold it with a shtar, like Rav said before, that when you sell it with a shtar, it has a curl. So even though there are three different people here, it works. Now, the reason why the son works and the father works, that's brakar davua. Everyone knows a son comes from a father. You can't say, oh, it's not a normal way. Everyone knows the father dies and the son's dead. That's called 2 years of being on the property. But the lekeach has that work. Like Rav said before, lekeach shana, because lekeach has a curl. That's what the Brisa says. Braminu, I'm going to ask you a stira. It says in different Brisa, Ochlo b'fnei av shono b'fnei ben shtayim. Yeah, this is a case. It's the opposite case, actually. It's a case where that you, let's say Reuven is being squatting for 3 full years, but the marikama changed. Ochlo b'fnei av shono. 1 year was in front of the father, and then the father was the marikama. Then he died. B'fnei ben shtayim, and 2 years in front of the son, or b'fnei av shtayim in front of the father, 2 years b'fnei ben shono. So it means the marikama changed. From being an av to a son, either 2 to 1 or 1 to 2. Third case of the brayse is v'nei av shana, v'nei ben shana. Then the son sold it. The marikama sold it. V'nei lekeach shana. Harezu chazaka. It is a chazaka. The isaka died the lekeach is the kala. If the lekeach has a coil, so ein lecha macha gedol mezu. If a lekeach has a coil, so ein lecha macha gedol mezu. When that son sold it. That's like making macha. I sold the property. We have a fool about this. If we sell a property, it's macha. Terence, I didn't know about it. A lekeach has a koil. So of course he knows about it. So we said now that Rav holds a lekeach has a koil if you sell it with a shtar. And it's really cash on the brisa alone that says before. You could ask cash on Rav, like the Rashbam speaks out. But here we're asking on the brisa itself. It's a stira. So lekeira, lekeach is the koil. So why is it in the macha? And a macha is enough. Even if you're there 10 years afterwards, the Gemara said before is a macha. The Rashbam speaks out over here. Once you sold it, it's a macha. It's a good macha. It's a macha b'shtar. It's a great macha. So why in the world does it work, this chazaka, if I do it in front of the av ben alekech? Amra papa, when that son sold it, kitan yehi b'moiches adais of stam. He didn't sell this property specifically. The ben sold his whole father's portfolio. He sold it to the lekech. That's what he did. And he's claiming, by the way, that property was part of the sale. There is no koil Dafkan's property. Because it didn't say Dafka the property on 55 Rimon was sold. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that property Dafka was sold. It just says that he sold all the properties. That's all it says. All the properties. It's all the properties. There's no koil on that. But Avada, if he said, I'm selling that property, Avada would be a macha. The case over here was, they just sold everything generally. And therefore, it's not a macha. Like the Rashbam says, a macha zeh asal fmi atzmai, bat l'chaz chaz kashem achzik. They ain't l'cha macha. There, the macha would work and it'd be a real macha, and that would take a work if you sell it because the keich has a coil with a star, it's pasha has a coil with a star. Here, it wasn't specific, therefore, it's not a macha.